Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93 FM. This is The Back Room every Thursday night, 6 till 7, playing the best in indie, alternative, rock, electronic and punk. And very excited about this band who have just kicked off the show tonight. They're the Molotovs. That is Get Alive, Wasted on Youth. Their debut album will be out on January the 30th. Saw them at the Hallam Hotel very recently. Amazing. Check them out. The Molotovs. Okay, got a packed show for you tonight. Loads and great new music. Also, as always, local national gig guide, music news and new album releases. Talking of album releases, Dead Dad's Club, Chili Jessen's new band. You might remember in Palmer Violets a number of years ago. Debut album came out on the 23rd, and this is Don't Blame the Sons for the Sins of the Father.
I think I'm in my mission, and I vanish to the kitchen for a start cooking on this mission. But she won't take a bite, pushes it aside. Scaled the neighbor's garden, picking flowers that are blossom. Just can't seem to get it right, just end up in a fight. She won't breathe the air I'm breathing, she just thinks I am a heathen. Salad moves the
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Sister, but I hate it in LA. My parents need me, but they know that I can't stay. I can't stay. Tear down my bedroom posters. Don't say those days are over. I'm restless, lately.
Great bit of pop punk, Yellow Card featuring Good Charlotte. That is called Bedroom Posters. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room every Thursday night, playing the best new music of an indie alternative rock, electronic and punk variety. Let's talk about the next band. They are called Pet Needs. They're from Colchester. They've been on the show a couple of times over the years. They've got a full studio album called Elbows Out. It's going to be out on the 27th of March. They've got a date in Sheffield Uchi Corporation on the 4th of March. And this is a track from their new album, and this is called Hey You, Hey You, Are You, Are You Okay, Okay.
Hey you, are you, are you okay, okay, I'm not today.
Hope that it's radio friendly. Here it is in the moment. Ignore the disco loadout. Tonight we are the disco. I'm so far away from my postcode. Ignore the disco loadout. Tonight we are the disco. I'm kinda tied up, getting fired up in this moment. Ignore the disco loadout. Tonight we are the disco. I'm so far away from my postcode.
New from Gia Ford, and that track is called How Do I Reply? Okay, got the music news, got local national gig guide, new album releases all coming up. This is new from Tin Liquor. This is called Release.
You're not looking at me. Stop looking at your phone, yeah. Don't you wanna be free? was looking at you. You're not looking at me. Stop looking at your phone, yeah. Don't you wanna be free? I was looking at you. You're not looking at me. Stop looking at your phone, yeah. Don't you wanna be free? I'm falling free. I'm falling free. Don't you wanna be seen? Don't you wanna be seen? I'm falling free. Don't you wanna be seen? Don't you wanna be seen?
On the back room. Future sounds. We'll be right back.
Great remix by the Temper Trap there. That is the Solomon remix of Giving Up. Before that, Kolsch and Camel Fats. And that's called Waste My Time. You're listening to Sheffield Live, you're listening to The Backroom. And this is brand new music. And I'm going to do music news very, very shortly for you. But first, let's do The Enemy. This is new from them. This is called The Boxer. Enemy. That is called The Boxer. Let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
So, Sharon Osbourne has revealed that she's considering bringing Ozfest back, and it could return as soon as 2027. The TV personality, music manager, and widow of Black Sabbath frontman and heavy metal pioneer Ozzy Osbourne revealed in a recent interview that she's considering bringing back the Hard Rock and Metal Festival that they launched 30 years ago. The inaugural edition took place in October 96, spanned 2 days in the following year, expanded to a full-blown tour rather than a one-time event, and then continued annually almost every year up to 2018, although it did revert to a single-day event from 2008. The final installment was held in Inglewood, California, New Year's Eve 2018, and saw performances from Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Devil Driver, and Ozzy himself. So, who knows? What's this space? And with the UK's grassroots scene being provided with some respite this week, attention now turns towards long-term solutions and the much-discussed arena ticket levy. But what happens next and when can we expect to see action? Well, last week it was revealed that 30 grassroots venues were lost forever between July 24 and July 25. And last year alone saw more than half of those remaining making no profit and over 6,000 jobs lost. Now, this poses an existential threat to the future talent pipeline of the country's world-renowned live music industry. Some relief came this week when the government delivered a U-turn and a package of extra support for pubs and venues after previously dealing them a devastating blow with massively increased business rates. However, the industry is asking for much more investment in the ecosystem. And for years now, there's been a pressure mounting for the UK's smaller venues and rising artists to receive a contribution from arena and stadium gigs to ensure their survival. Now, this model, already in use in several countries across Europe, similar to the one seen in the Premier League of Football, was given the government's backing in 2024. But criticism surrounds how larger shows in the UK have brought in record profits, with many not paying into the system. Announcing the government's 15% decrease, Creative Industries Minister Ian Murray said that provide vital reassurance of financial stability to venue operators who have faced real challenges in recent years. Ben Lover of Mumford & Sons explained that it was too easy for them to build in the £1 contribution to their arena tour, asking, why not do that? Artists have proven that this is possible with no extra cost to the consumer. That's the music news. You're listening to The Backroom, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is new from the Box Rebellion. They got a new album coming out in March 27th, the second I'm Asleep. This is called Flowers in the Water.
Rock.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
My friend Pablo, he got older since the last time that we met. When he left, he told me something that I never would forget. Some time to mend, 'cause I never thought that you'd be coming back. From thinking we'd become big stars, to falling in and out of bars, to going up some more on two sides of the world. I got good times that I borrowed to keep me going till tomorrow.
Finn Forster, and that track is called Pablo. Let's do some gigs.
Local and national gig guide.
Let's talk about Sheffield this week tonight. Amelia Coburn's at the Greystone, Steve Jinsky's at Cafe Number 9, and the Real Mackenzies are down a Yellow Arch. Tomorrow, Midnight Rodeo at the Hallam Hotel. We Are Not Devo at Delicious Clam and Pavey Arc at Cafe Number 9. Saturday, Vukovi, I think, and St. Agnes and Fresh Planet play The Foundry. And also Gia Ford, who I played earlier, she plays the Hallamshire Hotel. Then on Sunday, Junior Brothers at the Greystones, Chris Murphy's at Cafe Number 9. Tuesday, Hotel Mirrors at the Hallamshire Hotel. And on Wednesday, Letitia Van Sant is at Cafe Number 9. Some tours that have been announced, Embrace, they've got a new album coming out called Avalanche this year. They're doing the 30th anniversary, 9th of November, kicking off at Aberdeen Music Hall. Then on to Glasgow, Newcastle, Manchester Academy on the 14th. Nottingham Rock City on the 15th. Brighton, Bristol, London, Birmingham, Cambridge, Margate, Torquay, Southampton, and finishing on Cardiff Tramshed on the 28th. Those tickets go on sale on the 6th of Feb at 10 o'clock. Seafret are going out on tour. They're kicking off in Glasgow 21st of May, and then on to Manchester Academy 3 on the 22nd, and Leeds Wardrobe on the 23rd, and they're Nottingham Rescue Rooms on the 25th, London Islington Assembly Hall on the 26th. Those tickets go on sale on the 6th as well at 10 o'clock. And Idlewild are back and they've announced... They've already announced Brighton Concord 2, 8th of April, Birmingham Institute on the 10th of April, and Sheffield Foundry, exciting, 16th of April. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. You listen to The Backroom, Sheffield Live.
She tells me everything is made by design. Same hymn sheets, line for line. I'm uninspired by joyrides and slash ties. Never want to wait a lifetime. He tells me every page is blank as it's white. Step cautiously for every act as its own design. Sides and cash prize, never been the lottery type. And I don't mind. Bad life's gonna cause you trouble. It's what we do to survive.
On the back room, Future Sounds.
If you're able, be like, yo, Friday night, I'm romanticizing my aux at New Blue. Come through. Yeah, then there's such a distinction. Like, if you want to play what you want to hear in front of everyone.
Let's start a riot. Everybody's coming to your club night. I saw it on my popular, on Resident Advisor. You're on fire. Working the bass on the equalizer. I'm just grateful that you're the aux romanticizer.
Dead Dad Club, and that's Life, and that is The Itch. That's called O Romanticizer. It's 6:52, you listen to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and I've got a couple more tracks left for you.
This must be me. Some years ago, we all forget, to some extent, at least, how it felt. A picture helps.
I remember.
Bring it all back to us.
I remember.
Reminds us how it was to sit and think. When and where we were.
I remember.
I try to imagine. Was I looking to the north? I try to imagine. Just how precious is this life? Cattlebells, each note perfect and rightly pitched. The sunburn benevolent and wise over it all.
I'm
from the plains laid out, so wide and dry, those cattle bells, distant and sweet, the Kalahari bore them up to me. I remember
new from Mull Historical Society. That is called Kettlebells. Thanks for listening tonight. Some new albums to look out for tomorrow. New one from Soft Cult, When a Flower Doesn't Grow. Also, Only the Poets have a new album called And I Do It Again. And this is very, very exciting, I think. The Molotovs, Wasted on Youth. Go and get that album. I think they were saying like top 10. People are thinking number one. You know, come and get them to number one. The guests on the show a couple of weeks ago, they were great new sound, great energy. Go and check the album out. Okay, I'm going to play out with this tonight. This is Close to the Clouds, Art School Girlfriend. Have a good week. I'll see you next week.